Kako sve više gospodina, odredili svoje poštovanje i vratili se jako radosni, završi u obožnosti obožnjima vešnja. Smisak. U hinduskim hramovima još uvijek postoje običaj obnašanja po gospodinu iz poštovanja. Posebno vešnjavskim hramovima, ljudi odredu poštovanje božanstvo, obilazit će oko hrama najmanje tri puta.
Please also read the next verse.
Stih 29. Gospodin je onda rekao svojim slugama Džaje i Vidžaje, napustite ovo mjesto, ali se ne bojite. Sva slava vama. Iako mogu poništiti kletvu Brahmana, neću to učiniti, napustiti od Brahmana. Smisla. Kao što je objašnjeno u vezi sa 26. stihom, gospodin je odobrio sreću sa desima. Obično se štovoliti mudraca ne bi mogli koliko razljubiti na vratare, niti bi središnji gospodin mogao zanemariti svoje dva vratara, niti se osoba može vratiti iz nekunte nakon što se tamo jednom rodi. Prema tome, sam gospodin uvjerio sve tih pobođaja, radi svojih zabava u materijalnom svijetu. Zato je otvoreno rekao da je sve učinjeno uz njegovo odvjerenje. Inače, bilo bi nemoguće da se stanovnici ove kunte vratu u ovoj materijalni svijet samo zato što su ih prokrili Brahmane. Gospodin je posebno blagoslovio tzv. Krike. Sva slava vama. Fakta koju gospodin jedno prihvati nikada ne može pasti. To je zaključak ovog pobođaja.
Shamao Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Namine Namaste Parasati Devam Gauravani Prajarine Nirte Sasanyavadi Patshatyari Sarne Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Pravinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
For our guests, I want to give a small summary of the context. It is once there were four boy sages. In other words, they were very young, and they wanted to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Vaikuntha planet. The doorkeepers, however, for those Vaikuntha planets did not allow them to pass. At this, Narayan, which is the name of God in the Vaikuntha world, became displeased and came to the aid of his four devotees who wanted to see him. Also, the devotees were very displeased and they said, as a result of you not allowing us to enter, you have to take birth in the material world. So, they said, we want to curse you. So, when Narayan was there, he specified this curse. He says to his two doorkeepers, either you take 7 births as my devotees in the material world, or 3 as my enemies, as demons. So the devotees thought, let us come the two doorkeepers, who were also devotees, thought, let us come as fast as possible back to Krishna. And therefore they chose to take 3 births as demons. Now, this was all actually the arrangement of Krishna. Because Prabhupada described that Krishna is the cause of all causes, he is also the cause of the fighting spirit. And since he cannot fight in the spiritual world, because there is no one to oppose him, there are only devotees, therefore he sometimes chooses devotees to go down to the material world and act as if they are his enemies so that he can fight. Only then is it possible for him. So, as we hear later, these two doorkeepers took their first birth as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. No, as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Then as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. I'm really sorry, I have to correct myself. The first birth they took as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. The second is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And the third birth as Dantavakra and Shishupala. Now, in all these births, they were fighting very heavy with Krishna, who enjoyed it very much. And of course, Krishna was always victorious. When he came as Rama, he was victorious over the demon Ravana and Kumbhakarna. When he came as Lord Nasinga, Dev and Lord Varaha, he was victorious over Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And when he came in his original form as Krishna, he killed Shishupala and Dantavakra. Yesterday in the program, there was one question. The person who came later to me and asked the question, and he said, I like the Bhagavad Gita, but I do not like the bloodshed which was created on the battlefield of Kurukshetra when the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. So how can I actually understand this manifestation of violence? And we also can pose a similar question to the text which we are discussing today. How is it that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his incarnation, seems to take pleasure to fight with the demon? This is not spiritual, one could say. This is like the servants and the Slovenians. This is not at all very enlightened. One could say like this. Or at least this would be a question. Now, to answer this question, we have to go to the Vedic text. And there we will find a wonderful explanation. We will find that this material world is not the place for the living entity. And that it is a house of correction, so to say, like a prison which is never meant for the inhabitants of the prison to just enjoy and enjoy and enjoy. This material world is not meant for the living entities to enjoy and enjoy. In America there was a recent case of craziness. One of the famous actresses of America had a quarrel with the policeman. The policeman gave her a ticket and she just went. So as a result, she was put into the prison. Now, because she was so famous, the prison authorities made it very, very nice for her. They made an apartment for her in the prison. In every room, a TV set, nice and nice carpet, and then they had every day an interview with her in the prison. Even before entering the prison, she gave many TV interviews of the institution, and she made so much money with going into the prison that, I mean, I heard the sum of $4 million she just made profit by this PR, you know, interviews and writing her memories. I went to the prison, you know, and so on, and made a song on it. Prison life is very dangerous for comfort, you know, like this. But this is a very extraordinary case of craziness. It is possible only in a crazy society. When you go to the prison, you have to suffer. This is the idea. You have to be corrected from some bad mentality and the activities which result thereof. So in the material world, we would all like to be like the actress, enjoy, have only nice situations, nice carpets, nice interviews, become famous. But Maya is not going to allow that. Maya will just make from one life form to the next, she will violently kick up. Sometimes in the material world, because we have freedom to act, we are creating situations of aggression and animosity. The wars are resultant reactions to these bad activities which are performed by the human being. Sinful activities which make people completely agitated and crazy. So sometimes people say, why does God allow a war? This is actually a very naive question. God allows, doesn't want a war. You want a war. And because Krishna has given us independence, therefore we can how do you say it? We have the freedom to choose. This freedom to choose is very essential. If this principle goes, then life becomes meaningless. For instance, if you kick if we are kicked by let us say I'm running on the street, and then I'm somehow coming against one person, I'm running against one person, and that person falls on an old Oma, and as a result the Oma dies. Can we make that person, who is responsible for the death of the Oma? Is it the person who fell, is it you who fell on the Oma? Or is it the person who ran against you? What is the answer? what is your name? Zlatko. Like golden. The golden philosopher. der goldene Philosoph. This is a very good answer. Now, in modern society, because they don't know and they don't accept karma, no one would be actually responsible. For sure you wouldn't be responsible because someone ran against you, and therefore you were not the direct cause of the death of the Oma, because you didn't act freely. So here you can see how freedom of action is a very important principle. If we are just pushed around, then we are not the doers. So in the material world and everywhere, this freedom of action is very, very important. That freedom of action is a very important principle, and we, in all our activities, we want that freedom of action. We would be very, very disturbed if someone would say to us, "You are the killer of the Oma, go to the prison for 30 years. Because we would say, "No, I didn't want to kill the Oma, nor did I do anything to kill the Oma. I was pushed around." So we always insist on our freedom of action in all our daily activities. Why then do we foolishly claim Krishna if there is war? The war is coming about because we did it, not because Krishna did it. This is a little philosophical at this point, and I hope it can be understood by you. We always demand freedom of action. We do not want that someone says to us, "Now eat." We want to eat when we feel hungry. We do not want someone to tell us, "Don't go to the Hare Krishnas because they are not, I don't know what is the reason." But we don't want people to push us around like this. So we always insist on our freedom. Now, can we, since freedom is such a principle, very important principle, it would be very ignoble to say that God forced me to do something, and therefore God is responsible for the war. You are responsible for the war, you wanted it, and you have to face the reactions of it. To give you another example, if you drink a case of beer, and afterwards you say, "Why am I intoxicated now?" This would be a foolish question. You wanted to drink the beer, so now you have to accept your heavy head. That you have a heavy head. Headache. This is important to understand. Since we want freedom, and since freedom is such an important factor, therefore we have to also accept the consequence of freedom. That means we can create our own reactions. It's very foolish for a thief, for instance, who is caught stealing in a jeweler's shop. It is very foolish for the thief to say, "Oh, I didn't steal. Why do you imprison me? Why this police terror? The society made me do it. I grew up in a society where I had no other chance than stealing." Sometimes karmis are very bewildered by this argument. But this is not a very strong argument. I also grew up in the same society, and I didn't steal. So the thief wanted to steal, and he has to face the reactions, not the society. I can't hang Lila Shuka if I'm stealing. It was for instance, if on Sunday feast, then you eat too much. This sometimes happens. And then afterwards you say, "Oh, Bimala, you are responsible for this." This would be very foolish. You wanted to eat too much. Bimala has nothing to do with it. She just did her service to cook for Krishna. So when you face a reaction like war, you cannot make Krishna responsible. You want the freedom, you insist on the freedom, now also take the consequence of the freedom, which is, if you act wrongly, you will be punished. So we discussed this with the guest, the ghost in Lagrivo, and I hope that was good. So, alright, now there was another point which we wanted to make, and this is a very important point for us as devotees. Prabhupada here says, a devotee once accepted by the Lord can never fall down. That is the conclusion of this incident. In other words, although the devotee, this giant Vijay, these two gods, made a mistake and for that they went into the material world, they were actually protected by the Lord. Whenever Krishna killed them, they were entering into his body. He was given the liberation. So, even if a devotee makes a mistake, this is such an important word. Even if, I actually must say something. Krishna gave them liberation only when he killed them as Shishupala and Dantavaksa. But anyways, this is a very complicated subject. I won't get into this now. It is too complicated to discuss this. Because you are all new devotees, and not all, but obvious guests, and mostly new devotees, they won't understand what I'm talking about if I get into this subject. So, what I wanted to get at is that Krishna always protects his devotees. No matter what a devotee does, he is under the kind, merciful protection of the Supreme Personality. Once you have been accepted by Krishna, your life is protected. This is the goal of human life, to come under the shelter of Krishna. As long as we are under the shelter of Maya, our future is very uncertain. Just look at Ceausescu, the most powerful man of Romania. He was under the he was not under the protection of Krishna. He was very, very important and powerful. So one day he went and delivered a lecture to many, to hundreds and thousands of people, like he always did. So within the lecture, people turned against him. They were always they were against him since years, since he was a reigning terror. But in that lecture, the whole turn of events took place. They began to say, boo, boo, pee, pee. And then Ceausescu was very desperate. Then he tried with the army to stop these people, but the people just ran to the radio station, captured the radio and said, Ceausescu is among us. there was fighting back and forth, but finally the people were winning that fight, and they actually went and killed Ceausescu. He was since 40 years or so, 30, 40 years, I do not know exactly, something like that, the undisputed hero of Romania. They called him the most beloved son of Romania, or the son in the sense of the planet's son of the country. And from the next, but because this was under the protection of Maya, he was not successful in the end. But he was violently killed. However, a devotee who is under the protection of Krishna's divine energy, the whole world can be against him and he will be glorious. Like we can see this in Yugoslavia, for instance. There was a time when it was very dangerous to give programs. I remember when the first devotees from the first devotees came to Yugoslavia, they always had problems with the militia. I remember I was once, we had very, very big programs in Hungary, and I was thrown out of the country, and I was thrown into Yugoslavia. And then the Yugoslavia really picked me up and threw me into Austria. Yeah. And I remember once devotees were in the university, and they had a book table, and immediately the militia came and chased them away. It was in Ljubljana, I mean, it was in Ljubljana. So it seemed as if everything would be against us in Yugoslavia. When we were even on the streets, we would be immediately captured and thrown away, thrown out. Many times this happened, actually. But Krishna had a different plan. Now you can see in Yugoslavia wonderful temples, enthusiastic bhaktas, great, big and successful programs. We are on TV, on and radio, everyone talks about us. Avadutta told me that he was at the conference and one important politician, he said, I know you, I read your Knigge. Yes, so you can see, it seems that everything would work against us. But because the devotees are under the protection of Krishna's energy, therefore they are in the end successful. So this brings us to an important conclusion. We must always work under the protection of Krishna's divine energy. Never think, oh, I have to hide that I'm a devotee. I should not be so fanatical as to chant 16 rounds. Or eat just vegetarian food. This is very fanatic. Let us be half and half. Half Maya, half. Between Maya and Krishna. To the fence. In this way, I'm neither a fanatic materialist, nor am I so foolish as to give up everything and live in spiritual life. This fence philosophy never works out.
Because there is no fence, there is no third area. Either you are in Krishna or you are in Maya. Krishna consciousness or you are in Maya. Now, someone could argue, no, this seems very black and white. In life there are never these there's always something in between. And to some extent this is right, but not in the ultimate issue. It is described when the Son of Krishna consciousness arises within you, then in the beginning the Maya will become lesser and lesser and lesser. It is just like if the sun rises in the morning, the dark it's not immediately completely 100% bright. There will be different shades of light and darkness. There will be more bright. In the beginning there will be a lot of darkness, then less darkness, and then it will be very bright. So when you come to Krishna consciousness, in the beginning you are still a little bit in Maya, but as you perform more and more Krishna conscious activities, your consciousness becomes more and more illumined until you come to the stage of full Krishna consciousness. However, if in Krishna consciousness you decide to be in Maya, you will immediately lose your Krishna consciousness and go to Maya side. In other words, although it is a fact that you slowly develop your Krishna consciousness, if you do not want Krishna but want Maya, then you fall back in the complete darkness. So therefore, we want to inspire all our guests and bhaktas and friends and well-wishers and critics to please consider this one point. This world is a world of darkness, of Maya. And to become Krishna conscious, you have to just want the light. Almost like if you are sick and you want to become healthy, you have to stop doing those activities which make you sick. You cannot argue, oh, I want to become healthy, but I want to also, you know, be sick. It doesn't work. For instance, if you have a liver problem and you cannot eat ghee, you cannot say, I want to be finished with my liver problem, but at the same time, eat prakolas. Prakolas are full of ghee. You have to stop eating prakolas. If you take your medicine, but at the same time eat every day 20 kilos of prakolas, you will not be able to become healthy again. So in the same way, when you want to become Krishna conscious, you cannot always, you have to stop material activity. Please understand that this is a very important point. let the sun of Krishna consciousness rise, or do everything to become healthy again in Krishna consciousness. The shelter which Maya or the material energy offers to you is false. It is not helping you to advance. It is only giving you the illusion of security. But where is security in the world of death? When you are in a prison and you are judged to be a criminal and to die the death penalty, you may be in the illusion, oh, I have a warm heating system, everything is Moshe. Don't forget, you are sentenced to death. Soon they will come and say, gentlemen, Godaspati, come to the electrical chair. He has warmed it up already. Sit down. There is no security for someone who is sentenced to die. In the same way, someone who is in the material energy cannot be secure. All of you are sentenced to die. Please wake up to this fact. Sooner or later, death will come and tell to you, Slatko Georgia, wake up from your Slatko dreams. Now you have to die. We have prepared the electrical chair for you. So where is the question of security in Maya? This is only illusion. In Berlin, we went to a house of a millionaire to preach to him. And he had made this house, he had made it wonderful. If he entered, he didn't need to press the light, because he walked through, in order to enter you had to walk through a special, it's called Fotosphere, like photo barrier. And then the light would go on, like in the disco. And then all the time in this house, in this palace of illusion, there was lots of music going on. And in this, living room, there was a big swimming pool. You would sit in the living room on the sofa, and on the side there were swimming, and sometimes wonderful naked girls swimming in there. Not the leader there, the important So then he said, sometimes I'm feeling very frustrated. So then I go in this room. And he showed us a complete Maya room. It had a huge cinema. And he could operate the thing in the cinema by lying inside a bed. The frustration bed. Left and right, he had Slivovich and everything. And this way he thought, I'm secure. Frustration cannot get me. I have everything to divert my attention. But this fool, he didn't understand that he is sentenced to death. His house is just like the ice, the last will, so to say, of the person who has to go to the electrical chair. The last desire. Oh, I want to eat strawberries with cream. Then
life in the prison becomes happy again. You know, they say, before you die, what would you like? And people say, I want to have sex life. Or I want to smoke a cigarette. Or, you know, do something crazy, you know. So it is generally allowed. So now this is this is a point. Therefore, please give up the false shelter of Maya and become Krishna conscious. Allow that the sun of Krishna consciousness drives away all the darkness from your life. Don't fear, oh, the darkness is going, how will I survive? This is not good. You cannot hold fast to Maya, or you cannot eat pakoras if you want to be safe from the liver disease. And once a devotee is doing that, taking shelter under the Lord, and is accepted by the Lord, then the devotee will never fall down. He's always protected. Even if the whole world should be against him, even if the mother calls him, oh, you are cruel, or if the politicians say, oh, you are loony. We should not be influenced, because they are talking without knowledge. They have taken shelter in the hands of Maya. So I wanted to present these points to you all and hope that you will ponder seriously about them and become Krishna conscious. The last point is, here in Ljubljana we have now a very nice temple. It is very big, very comfortable. In Zagreb there was no hot water for the shower, but here it is very hot. Everything is working very nicely. And the best cook in the universe is here. So, but we have much to do to spread Krishna consciousness. Those of you who were at the program could see people are very interested in Krishna consciousness. They want to know. They want to know everything. Sometimes Maya doesn't allow them to to get into Krishna consciousness. We must help them a little bit. A doctor sometimes has to help his patient. He has to be very heavy with the patient. Don't eat prakoras, bas. Only then it is possible for the patient to give up eating prakoras. But the devotees must be very strong in presenting Krishna consciousness, because people are actually too sloppy to give up material life out of their own. Devotees must help them, otherwise it is not possible. So therefore, because we have so much still to do in Ljubljana, at this auspicious time of everyone is still sleeping in Ljubljana, I think, most people. We need to wake them up from material life, material time. But for this we need nice, powerful new bhaktas. This temple is not rented for the air to fill it up. It is Krishna's plan for nice new bhaktas to join us. Isn't it done in there? Because the air doesn't need to have a heated
place. It can go everywhere. So it is not for the air. It is Krishna's plan, not for the air. It is Krishna's creation for you. Please see this with your logical mind. So do this to spread Krishna consciousness. It will be good for you and for the rest of the world. That is for a very practical conclusion. You can take this on and think about it and pray to Krishna to help you that the sun of Krishna consciousness rises more and more in your life and draws away Maya. Tricky Maya who always promises false shelters. Do you have any one of you have any questions at all? I think it is clear. Huh?
Yeah.
when we are before Krishna consciousness, we cannot imagine how this life will be. It's just like a baby. He can never imagine how it will be to live like a grown up. When you take away the toys from a baby, he will scream. Some babies cannot sleep if they don't have their teddy bear. Do you know this? It's a psychological phenomenon. Excuse me? Do you realize it? Oh, really? You don't look like someone like that. they have to have their teddy bear. And they cannot imagine to sleep without the teddy bear. They make huge protests. Where is my teddy bear? They are prepared to make a protest through Ljubljana. I want my teddy bear. So the conditions are always like this. He cannot imagine how it is without Maya. But if one naturally grows up in Krishna consciousness, it will be very easy. Just like now, someone would donate you a teddy bear, and then somehow the teddy bear would get lost. You would not be very disturbed, hopefully not. Not very consequential for your life, standing there. Because you're grown up. You are not feeling this attachment. So, a baby has to just eat, and sleep, and it takes a little time. And then he gets grown up and joins the world of the grown up people who don't need teddy bears to fall asleep. So in a similar way, you just chant very determined you're on. Very determined. You have to read in the Knigge every day. And then speak with Ananjaya and Avaduta about the Knigge. What is this? I do not understand this. Please help me to understand this. And then you have to do something for Krishna. Now come here and help with the temple so that it becomes shiny and sparkly. We need a new altar. This is not a real nice altar. We want to bring Goni Thai here one day. Everything can be made into a wonderful object so that everyone who goes through the door will see everything. We need your help. Or if you have If you earn some Lakshmi, give some Venus, help this spreading of Krishna consciousness. In other words, do something in a devotional service. And then you will grow up from the baby stage to the full up, full blossom stage of Krishna consciousness. Now, it may be difficult for us to imagine, but if one just chants and does service, the life of the devotee becomes very natural. Just look at Bhakti Peta, she's almost a child, 17 years old, or isn't it 17? She is chanting and reading and doing service, and now you want to become a devotee like anything, isn't it? Yes? No? Yes. So this is a natural result. Even a little girl can come to this stage. What to speak of grown up men like you? I'm sorry, but it is a duty of a sannyasi to talk like this. It is a duty. I have to do my duty. Good. Anyway, there was a question.
I want to become devotee, but there are so many arrangements. We want to come, for example, in the temple, but everybody, and we have to stay there where we are.
Yeah. This is you please tell us later. This is by the paper situation. Because she is under 18, that she cannot do what she wants at this point. I think in another way it is good that it is like this. Because your desire will become very intense. So what is the basis for becoming Krishna conscious? It is the intensity of desire. There is only one price which you have to pay to come back to Krishna. And that is the desire. There is no use if someone sits in the temple and eats slatki with Vimala Prasadam, but doesn't really desire to become Krishna conscious. He will suffer. It will not help him. Where it will help him a little to stay in the temple, but the real driving force is the strong desire. And I think Krishna has a very nice plan with you. And therefore he is just making your desire stronger and stronger, so that when finally you turn 18, and the day you are 18, and you say, I like Lord, and so on, and you become a very good devotee then, because you have such a strong desire. You feel, oh, I'm so long in Krishna consciousness. I know so long about it, but I never had the ability to just serve Krishna 24 hours. I had to go to school and do all these activities which one has to do in the material. Not doing much more than to go to school, but to learn for the school, make homework for the school, and so on. So much waste of time. But then now I must really endeavor, and that will help you very much. So it is Krishna's plan for you. Don't be disturbed. In that sense, but of course one should feel disturbed when they have very occasion. In the ultimate sense, you should not be disturbed. In the detail, you can be disturbed. Leela Shukran.
When we present Krishna consciousness to the people,
yes,
so it is very obvious that it is the best activity to do philosophically. And even if they look at the devotees, they can see that they are mostly satisfied and
mm-hmm. So why don't they take to it?
Yeah. What is, they cannot see it, but they don't want to see it.
Mm. To come to Krishna consciousness, you have to control your mind a little bit, which always tells you go to the material life. And those who are too bewildered by material sense gratification, they samadho na vidyate, that fixed determination cannot take place in them. In the Gita, Krishna describes that those who are in Krishna consciousness are determined that their goal is one. But for someone who is not in Krishna consciousness, his attention is many branched. Why? Because he has many senses and he has a mind which has many, many ideas. And because he is fixed on that platform, he will be always diverted. He will always go around. And if he is not diverted to many things, then he has to be diverted to one thing, which is on the level of mind and senses. So in Krishna consciousness, you have to be fixed on Krishna, and that is only possible if you are free from the mental platform and potential platform, like you know in your own life. If you are fixed, would be always fixed on Krishna, you would be very fine, you would do everything correct. But because you sometimes go to another level, then it's not so easy for you to be samadhi fixed just on Krishna. There's so many things, this little thing, that little thing, that little thing, millions of little things. So this is one answer. The other answer is, you do not have the mercy. Yesterday I was talking to Yosipa Lisaj, I think some of you know her, it's a singer, Jewish lady and singer. she has our books. And she read The Science of Self-Realization and liked it very much and invited us to come and talk to her. Then we gave her the Srimad Bhagavatam. The fifth canto, because she was interested in reincarnation, and there the life of Maharaj, the lives, different lives of Maharaj, Bharata are described. So I phoned her again, and she was very friendly all night, saying that you called me and this and that. So I asked her, so what do you think about the Kniget and the contents of the Kniget? And she said, yeah, to be very honest, I'm interested in so many things, and these books are going one direction only, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So I also want to do my musical career. I'm working very hard on it, and to do this I want to also know about bodily gymnastics, this hatha yoga, bodily exercise. So I could immediately understand that because she was very attached to her musical career, there were many indications in our talk that she wanted to become number one of Yugoslavia again. So, therefore she could not have the concentration to fix on one thing only, on the best thing. She had to have many, many different things going on. And therefore it would not be possible for her to become a devotee. Although she likes it very much, but she has so many other interests. In other words, she is not, as of yet, not mature enough to Krishna consciousness. Unless someone takes her and says, Yosipa, you are Maya, and really preaches to her, there is no help for her. And she must want that in the ordinary. Someone preaches to you and you go like this, then no one can help you.
I think if someone listens to the philosophy and it is so easy to understand it, I think, then he can see, yes, I am.
In my head.
I feel that's right.
Yes, many branches.
Yeah, and I'm attached to this and that.
Yeah.
And I really want it, but I can understand that this is a low level, and this is my condition.
This is you're mistaken. Leela Shukla thinks if you are convinced of the right thing, you necessarily have to do the right thing. You have, if you do not have the strength to do the right thing,